You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Bring it to the hodgepodge. Bring it to the hodgepodge. Hello, AfterBuzz TV, Drag Race UK fans. Stay tuned for our breakdown of the third episode of Drag Race UK. Bring it to the hodgepodge.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello!
Yay!
I'm so sorry we're late. We had some technical difficulties. My mic was muted, and I know some of you maybe don't want to hear me, but it's fixed. I'm your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, as always, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, hello.
Jayla.
Hi, guys. It's me. I'm back in the building.
And Ollie.
Hi, guys. I'm happy we're all reunited.
I know. It's a full house. It's Fuller House.
The spinoff.
So this episode was Posh on a Penny, which was fun because it was Take on Drag on a Dime, which is the very first episode of Drag Race ever.
I'm glad you got that. I didn't get that reference until just now.
Oh.
That's so cool.
I was kind of wondering, though, if they should have made it the first episode of Drag Race UK as kind of like an echo, but they didn't do that. They made it the third one, so I don't know why. Raven randomly showed up for 5 seconds in this episode to shade people.
She was on set. She's like, hey.
She looked amazing.
Yeah, she did look great.
To fly out to London to just
She's
do...
there anyway.
She's there with Rue's makeup.
Oh, she's doing Rue's makeup.
Okay. She was there anyway.
Jack was like, what? So she threw on a mug and jumped on a car.
I was like, do they have that kind of budget?
It was Michelle's car, right?
Yeah, it was
Michelle's car.
I like the lashes on it. It was really cute.
Very cute.
Someone in... as usual, we thank everybody who's joining us from the chat. We have Maximiliano from Chile and Nakia Emmanuel. Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us.
I forget where Nakia is. I'm sure she'll tell us in the chat.
Yes.
But I know she's been there multiple times.
So, what did you guys think of the episode? I loved it. I loved everything about it. So I
feel like it's getting back to what Drag Race used to be about. Mm-hmm. So I'm liking it. I know now everybody's like, oh, they're wanting everybody to have these couture gowns made, and Michelle with her comments every year, like, this is Drag Race. You need to come with the. I don't think they should be able. I don't even think they should be allowed to spend money to be on the show. Like when that.
If they're an All Stars, if they're an All Stars, I think they should.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily. No, I don't necessarily think that. I think they should just have to bring what they have. I don't feel like they should be able to spend as much as they would put a down payment on a house, like they were joking, you know, for when Miss Cracker was on, to get onto the show. Like, that shouldn't be a criteria. That's not what drag has ever been about. Like, I didn't do drag because I was like, oh, I'm going to have these amazing costumes. You know what I mean? Like, it was for different reasons. So I do it every time, and I will continue to say it. I disagree with Michelle when she says those kind of things. So I'm loving it. You know, vinegar, I get it. It's hodgepodge, I get it. But it's drag. It's drag. And she feels fierce and fantastic for her. Sorry.
That's how I feel, too.
Yeah.
I second that. I mean, not the Michelle part.
Yeah.
I like her. Hi, Michelle. see you for lunch later. I do agree with, like, you know, we shouldn't have to do the money contest, you know?
Yeah.
Nikki is from St. Lucia, and we have Benjamin from Malaysia.
Malaysia!
Let me get my passport ready.
Paula Cork from Washington from the UK.
Oh, yay!
Awesome.
Yes.
Aww. So...
I think I'm going to today.
They dragged Jackie about her
not getting the
words. Yeah,
we're not trying to get canceled.
I'm doing it. I don't care. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my British accent all day.
It's just so awful.
So the mini challenge was a maypole challenge, which was interesting to me because maypole is a German thing. It's like a traditionally German thing. So okay. I was like, I wonder why. I found it to be a fun challenge, but I kind of was like, I wonder why they picked this, you know? I'm sure it's like spread to other parts of Europe now where, you know, maybe they have that, but it's like, I was like, this is so random. And, you know, you have, I think it was Baga saying, like, that they didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, what's a maypole? And that's how I was like, what's a maypole? And when I saw it, I was like, oh, the pole with the strings on it.
Yeah.
Cool. I thought it was really great, like a little ghetto musical chair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
The best people I would say that I enjoy watching were Crystal. She did good. And Vivian.
I think this whole episode, I felt Crystal was just robbed because I felt like Crystal was my favorite. She did, like, what I wanted someone to do, which was to actually do, like, pole tricks because I made a pole joke earlier. And I loved this challenge also for the way people were shading Blue's outfit. Crystal said, Blue is looking like she's in the throes of the pox. It's very Black Death realness.
Yeah.
And then Vivian says, Blue looks like a fucking friar. And I just died because it was like, she really did look like a friar. It was very medieval realness going on there.
What do you guys think of Cheryl? Because Cheryl finally kind of like wasn't in the bot. She won the challenge, which
was
cool to see.
That's one of the times you're supposed to take a shot every time we hear a story arc. So that was Cheryl's story arc because she was like at the beginning like, I'm going to do good this time. And then the Alyssa tongue pop. And then she wins.
And then two shablams later,
yeah,
she wins.
Yeah. But no, actually the same scene used twice. Compare it. And that's her story arc. So that was story arc number one. And then there's another word when somebody else says story arc. So.
And this is going to sound shady, but these British queens, they just can't dance. They can't dance, and that's what made it so amusing to me. I loved it so much because as a person who is not a good dancer, I was like, yeah, that's what I would do. I would try and be, like, flailing around and be hilarious, you know? And so I related to that, and I thought that was really funny. And I thought that's for this episode, because in the U.S., you always see, like, someone like Alyssa, who's a professional dancer, and then you have this mix of, like, people who are, like, really professional dancers and people who are just naturally good at dancing, and then some people who suck, whereas, like, here it seemed like everyone wasn't good at dancing, and it made it more
Or they didn't
amusing.
Take themselves too seriously,
Yeah, they didn't
which
take
I
themselves
appreciate.
Seriously, right. Yes. Before the challenge started, though, Rue was doing all these, like, Shakespeare quotes, and I'm still waiting for a Shakespeare challenge, because I feel like you're in England. This is what... We have to have some sort of funny Shakespeare acting challenge.
Is there a budget? Like, since they're not getting paid, they can put that in. Because, I mean, I'm waiting for the group challenge or the musical or something like that. I don't think we're going to get that this season, but I might be wrong because I wasn't there.
What about Shakespeare the Musical?
We'll
save it for 12. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, because then they got to get the audio track. They got to hire someone to
sing
it.
They
got
to call Lizzo to do it again. No, she's done it. She's the voice of...
No,
yeah.
You're right. Totally. I could do without a musical, though, honestly.
Yeah, I think they're all funny on their own.
Let's keep it grounded. I think that's, like, what Mark was kind of bringing into the point. Let's keep it grounded for this particular kind of, like, take on the spinoff of UK. Let's not do over-the-top budget-wise, obviously.
I don't feel like Shakespeare is over-the-top budget-wise,
but, like, a musical, though. Like, if they were to do a Shakespeare musical, maybe then. But, yeah, like, totally. It'd be interesting to kind of see them do something funny with... Shakespeare, because I feel like Shakespeare is so queer, you know? Like, if you're familiar with
it.
Yeah, totally. Like, I would love to see
that.
I
mean, there's a lot of, like, in Shakespeare, there's a lot of, like, identity changes and cross-dressing and stuff that I
feel... with gender.
Yeah, that I feel
say,
like...
I was going to say, I thought they did a Shakespeare, because I remember Jasmine Masters did really
well. Oh, that's
that
was, right.
Yeah, season 7.
Yeah.
Oh, Shakespeare the... Yeah, they did do that.
They did a Shakespeare scene.
Yeah.
But this is the UK. Like,
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, when you were talking about it in my head, I was like, I feel like they did a Shakespeare something, and Nikita told us in the chat room. So just wanted to share.
So then we moved to the workroom, where we had Rue kind of going to every single person and giving them, like, advice. And Rue basically tells Vinegar to her face that she is hodgepodge.
And Rue knew who to tell that to. Mm-hmm. Because Vinegar obviously embraced it, and now that's going to be her brand. Like, right. Rue just gave you $100,000 brand.
Her first single.
Like, yeah,
her t-shirt.
Shirts or the pins. Like, you got to kind of pick up on those things. So, mm-hmm. Okay, Rue's giving me the money. Like, you know that you're probably not going to win, but you're a star.
Yeah.
And that's what that was. And I gave it to you.
I do feel sad, though, because this season in particular, I'm getting really sad each time a queen leaves because mm-hmm. I want to see more of them. So, I don't know. I hope there's, like, a reunion episode or something where they're all there, because I was really bummed out that Vinegar went home because I thought she was a really interesting personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I said something to you before we came in. Ollie, sorry, for those of you who are listening and can't see who I'm pointing at.
You're scowling at.
I know, right? I think I said that one of the other reasons I think this is kind of taking me back to the earlier episodes of Drag Race was I don't want anyone to go home. Like, I'm liking, there's something endearing about each one
right.
that you're just not like, you know, like Derek Barry, go home.
Okay.
We didn't need you. Like, life could go on if you were never on the show.
Now, do you still feel that way? It's 4 seasons later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
No, if
you
want to.
I think what's special about this season, or I guess this episode in particular, was that like, I feel like it was so much time spent in the workroom and getting like these stories, you know, their arcs, as mm-hmm. Jaylen would say.
Hello.
But like, it's kind of nice. It's refreshing. I feel like with a season full of 14 queens, mm-hmm. you don't get that. And I think this is a smaller cast. This episode in particular was like 30, half hour in the workroom, focusing on each, like everyone got some screen time. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. Yeah. Granted, there's like, what, 8 queens left?
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to see
that's
that. And I loved seeing the whole thing with Vinegar and Something Wong and their mm-hmm. whole friendship. And because mm-hmm. clearly they're the minorities in the freaking group. So like, it was so touching to see them kind of really like not. And at that moment, you knew that they were going to both be in the bottom. At least I did.
Yeah.
I was like, those two are in the bottom this weekend. It
sucks. Well, because of the minute that Something Wong said, like, I can't be here without you, yeah. I was like, oh, and they're, playing their friendship.
Yeah.
One of them's going, and they're going to lip sync against mm-hmm. each other. Yeah. Like, you knew that was the story.
Mm-hmm. Hello!
You know, I'm thinking... Another shot. What Ollie was just saying, too, it made me think that I think, again, and I'm not saying an age thing has anything to do with it, because Scaredy Cat was interesting in her own way. It's just, like, funny how, like, a lot of these girls are young, they do know who they are. So I think it's when there's queens on the show that are doing it to get on the show who aren't really concerned, because even though Scaredy Cat was only doing it in her hometown with her girlfriend or whatever, she still knew who she was, and she still had a thing. I feel like a lot of times when the girls come on that are, you know, social media queens and stuff like that, and they're just looks and stuff, they don't really have that, you know? At least I feel like these girls, and I think that was kind of why I liked Drag Race at the beginning, because they were queens that did drag, that had been doing it for years, that
before
had knew who they
media.
Were, yeah, but before they had to do all these, you know, I have to look good for the camera and stuff
Face
like that.
Tune.
Yeah, and you didn't care, and like, trust me, I dig them all out. There's horrible pictures of me. I'm sure there are, but I'll tell you what, when I walked in that bar, I thought I looked fierce. So I understand, like, when Vinegar's on, you know, saying, like, I still feel fierce, it's like, of course you do. You know, it's like, yes, that's part of what drag is.
Right.
It makes, it doesn't matter what you have on, you just walk in. It's an attitude. It's how you walk in the room. It's like, you know you look booger, but you're like, fuck it, I'm going to make this shit work. Like, that's, and those are the people you know, gravitate.
Yeah, and I think that tied into Davina's story, too.
Yeah.
I fell in love with her in this episode, which surprised me because I wasn't too keen on her in mm-hmm. the beginning. I was like, Davina, like, she'll probably go home soon. But I really loved what she was saying, and like, kind of like you were saying, like, it, what that, how like her conversation with Blue and how social media, like the internet just started when she was, you know, delving into drag, and
mm-hmm.
how people, it's so accessible, like, to get those tutorials on YouTube, and her like saying, like, all you needed was a lip and some eyeshadow, yep, go out there, and I was like, hell yeah, and I'm so happy that she was so successful this week.
It's killing me, though, that these people are calling her old because she's younger than me.
How old is she? I don't even
she's
remember.
She's 35. She's not that old.
She's not the oldest either,
no,
right?
No.
Thank you.
Damn.
But I know, I was just thinking too, like when I said this to
no,
somebody.
Actually,
not,
she is. I think is she? It's her and someone else. I had written this.
Well,
down.
It was also vinegar, they're also
or these, not vinegar. These are, yeah, vinegar and yeah. Vivian. I think are both.
These are gay people.
Vinegar they, is the only one that's
yeah.
We're Vivian young. Is the
there's an ageism with but, gay people. We're yeah. like, oh, we're so old, 30 years old. Love, come on.
Are you 30?
Ish.
I'm not.
No, we're supposed to be young together. This is why you sit next to me, so I can suck your youth away from you.
Oh, well, you can do a lot more than that.
That's for the after show.
Got it. Thank you for listening. If you're listening right now, give us 5 stars.
Sorry, y'all. Jackie, you were saying?
No, I was just gonna ask.
I wanted to say, though, that like I was thinking about, like, because when she was talking about, like, the makeup tutorials and stuff that you can watch, like, how I learned to do my makeup was I had my drag mother doing my makeup for me, and I would literally like sit so I could see myself in a mirror. And so every time she'd stop to go get something, I'd go, okay, what did she do? And what was that? And I'd look at the, like, I was literally just memorizing yeah. mm-hmm. what she was doing, where she was putting it. And then eventually I was like, okay, I'm gonna try. I ended up getting all the makeup that she had and kind of just started doing it on myself. It obviously ended up evolving into my own, because right. once you start doing it, kind of becomes your own. But like, that's how I, you know, I kind of like my own YouTube. And the other thing too is, like, I feel like now you can just go online and go, I need a pair of shoes. Girl, no, yeah. my ass went to fucking Payless and had to fucking find a size, of, you know what I mean?
And buy the women's
yeah.
women's shoes yourself.
We used to go into the mall, which was Dillard's in Ohio.
So you're shopping for your wife?
And we would go in dressing rooms and try on these women's dresses, and people would stare at us. And it was just, I don't know, like, I do feel like some of that builds who you are and right. why you're like, yeah. is it really that important to you that you're going to embarrass yourself and go in the store? I don't know. Not again, I'm not putting it down. It's very convenient now. You know, go on, get my Bat Me Lashes.
.com. Okay. Sure. Sure do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I like
Dallin.
That.
So that's my 2 cents. Okay, I'm done.
Well, no, I agree with you, because like growing up, like even in the South, like yeah. a lot of the queens there are dedicated to the craft uh-huh. and to the art. So they used to do the same thing, paint half your face
uh-huh.
and give you the brush and be like, now yep. you got to paint the rest
yep.
of it.
I remember. Yep. So, people did that too. Yep. Yep, yeah. absolutely.
But you can also go to batmecosmetics.com and buy your stuff to grow, because it'll be shipped out on Friday.
That's
right.
Right
before the show.
Oh, I love it.
So, runway. We
okay.
had Twiggy.
Yes.
Twiggy, yes.
The iconic.
And then
Dang,
Ru
Twiggy.
Dressed like a Christmas ornament, which I actually really loved.
Who?
RuPaul.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it.
I did think get she Christmas wrapping, yeah.
I liked it though. I was like, I'll put that ornament on my tree.
I think her hair looks amazing. I just think she looks the best that she's, and especially going
Michelle
back
too.
And watching. I didn't like Michelle this week, but going back and watching like season 2, Rue, and looking at her now, I'm like, yeah. oh shit.
Well, season
it's
2,
like,
all you saw was a white light on her face.
No, that was season 1. That was season 1. But like, just even her looks and stuff, like it's just evolved so much, and it's wonderful yeah. to see.
Well, I think we should give that credit to, like, the makeup and yeah. the costume.
No, give it to Ru for having a symmetrical
yes,
face.
Yes, yes.
My and
like,
the
let's
walk.
Also shout out the people behind the
yes.
scenes.
Yes.
Raven.
Oh, I guarantee you Michelle Visage would not
she
look like
amazing.
If she was doing her own makeup.
Well, Michelle, I know who does her makeup. It's right. Nicole. But yeah. Michelle's, her hair was so big. And
it was
like,
very sheer.
Yes,
I didn't like her
I
lip color.
It.
The orange just kind of threw me. It just didn't.
Yeah, because it was just too empty. But yeah. she looked like a queen, and I lived for it.
She stole Vivian's look.
So you guys, who were your...
Who were the tops and the flops
the
of
the
week?
The tops and the flops. My top was Crystal, who got robbed.
Oh.
Okay.
The minute she had those drapes, I was like, oh my God, she's going to do some kind of,
but she didn't
kind of,
do anything
like,
with them.
It was, no, this to me,
wait,
like,
Jackie,
was very Shakespearean. I thought it was very Shakespearean. It was like a Shakespeare fantasy kind of outfit, and I just loved it. I loved the craftsmanship that had to go into, like, making the bodice and making the boots and making yeah. the little, like, accoutrements. So, I mean... I know that Davina, who I also do like, I know that she won because that material was hard to put together. Mm-hmm. But I still think it should have gone to Crystal just because that looked like some look that you would actually go to a store and buy. You know?
Or have, like, custom... She's definitely a top this week for me. I was like, this is everything that we need and more. And maybe she can... This is, like, her story arc for her possibly being in the top, in the finals.
Oh, well, yeah. She is part of, like, the whole... The confident group.
The confident team.
Her
Alaska Talks in the UK.
And the Vivian. So that's really interesting. I wouldn't have guessed that she would have been in that group.
Corner, yeah.
But, yeah, her story arc drink... was kind of like getting that pin, hoping she wins, but she didn't get the pin. Someone else got the pin, and it was Davina. But I like what she kind of stands for, you know, effing with gender. I think that's what drag is about, and it was cool to see her, like, talk to Rue about that, because I feel like Rue's kind of, like, you know, traditional fashion. Yeah. But, like, Rue seemed genuinely interested in what Crystal had to say when they were talking, and definitely one of the tops, I agree, for the week. So, yeah.
So, for Davina, she had this very, like, Bowie-looking outfit that she made out of plastic bags. And when she first came out, I did think, oh, my God, she's going to win. And that was until I saw Crystal, whose outfit I thought was better. But I still, I mean, yes, I realize it does take a lot of talent to, like, without a pattern, like, sew a bunch of plastic bags into something that looks like, you know... wearable. And
this just kind of fell for me. Like, I was like, okay, I wish I got
why did
I
it
wish
fail for
I
you know?
Maybe because I wasn't rooting for her in the beginning.
You were
no
are you rooting for her now?
Maybe after Snatch Game. But she still hasn't, like, gave that to me yet. I wish I had you guys as, like, eyes to see it. But okay,
dude,
who were you rooting for, like, going into this challenge?
Vivian. Yeah. Her face is so perfect. Like, she's so good. And when I seen her in the mirror painting the black on the neck, I was like, oh, okay, I'm here for it. And then the deliverance.
The only thing I wished was, okay, so she uses VHS tape like it's the 80s, and she has these big, like, shoulder pads, mm-hmm. like, which is a call, again, to the 80s, and she has this very, like, 80s model look going on. I just wish that the bottom, because to me, it was a little lazy to have the whole thing just be videotapes. I wish the bottom was, like, you know, like, tight, some sort of, like, tight black pants or something,
yeah.
You know, something that also read 80s, but was, like, a little bit different, because...
Like, this reminds me of, like, a Christina Aguilera, like, deluxe set, like, album cover, and it's very bionic. So
I don't know. I, like, applaud her for using the tape. Like, I feel like that's super annoying to work with, but I feel like this just gives me a Honey Davenport. It gives me Honey Davenport. Honey Davenport did this first, Vivian. I'm sorry.
I love Honey Davenport.
Vivian, you're amazing. You're talented. I just can't get with her this week. I'm sorry.
Okay, so this week we have to disagree on runway. That's okay. There's always next.
Mark, what was your favorite? You haven't said anything yet.
Davina, hands down.
Okay.
No question.
I wish I had the eyes this week.
No question.
I wish I had.
I didn't think Crystal's was very creative at all. You glued drapes to your hips and put a beach ball underneath it. That's what I saw.
Oh, wow.
She had to sew that whole corset and the boots.
Fantastic.
What about Cheryl?
Cheryl
Yay,
Hull?
Cheryl.
Yes.
I thought the yellow washed her out. I didn't think she looked
she's
good
the
in
top
yellow.
For me, too.
It was okay.
I thought the jokes about the costume were hilarious. Yeah. I was really enjoying. And you know what is nice about these queens, too, is that they seem game for a read. So, like, when someone reads them, you don't see them then going into, like, the shade room or whatever and being like, I'm going to cut her, you know?
Yeah.
They seem to all be good sports with one another, which I appreciate. And it is kind of, what was the season we were saying was the season of love, where all the queens are, like, so nice to each other? I can't remember now. Was it 7? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't seven. It was, like, 9 or 10.
Yeah. But it kind of reminded me of that, where it's, like, you don't have some sort of, like, back... I don't like it when people are backstabbing each other.
It was 9, because when I did the finale red carpet, and I remember saying to them, everyone kept saying it was the season of love. Yes. I remember saying. Yeah. So I think it was, I'm almost positive.
I have to say that the dress is very like Sunday brunch, meet me in Santa Monica, you know, for the, like, you know, you can see the brunch queens do this look.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen the caution tape a million mm-hmm. times in one. Mm-hmm. So I just like the aesthetic of it. That's why she's a top for me.
I liked, the part I liked about this outfit was the reveal where she had, like, the caution tape on her crotch, mm-hmm. which I thought was funny. I always like a good, like, cheeky, like, reveal. Right. So
put her, U-Haul.
U-Haul Hamazaki.
Sorry. Her, U-Haul, Alaska, whoever, everybody who did the caution tape.
The one who does the stilts. She did it.
Ivy Winters. Yeah. Just put them all together in one little mean thing, and I'll be appreciative.
I'm just happy she's doing better now. Yeah. She's improved, and I'm happy.
Now, as far as bottoms, I thought Bagga should have been in the bottom, because her outfit did not look any different from the sponges. It was just one giant sponge to me. So I was like, I don't feel like you use the material in a way that was different, or you use the material in a way that looked like an outfit. It literally just looked like a giant sponge on her.
Yeah.
And then her pants looked like they were falling off. So
well, it's
it looked kind of like a diaper. I was like, I'm not a fan of this outfit.
That's my girl, and she fell by the ways today, this week. Now, originally, when they went over to her and they saw the thing that she picked, I thought she had a bucket of cinnamon rolls. They were like sugary and all, like the way the light picked them up. I was like, oh, she's gonna be like a gluttony bitch. But then I was like, oh, it's steel wool and Brillo, that freaks me out, like the way they feel and stuff. Yeah. So that's why I didn't pick her. It's personal.
I like the, like, the little Spice Girls kind of, like, hair. Like, I feel like her face has never looked more beautiful from Bagga, and I'm not used to seeing her look that beautiful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I kind of agree this week. She's definitely, if not in the bottom, like, safe, because
at least to wake her
they
up,
want to keep, yeah, they want to keep Bagga around, obviously. Yeah.
She's giving me James Mansfield in this picture.
Mm-hmm. She's, oh, a little bit.
Yeah.
Very Jerry, though.
Jerry Halliwell. Yeah. I did get that. Mark, who was your not favorite?
I mean, Vinegar.
Yeah, it really, her problem was that as we were watching the episode, I was like, this is not going to be good, because she kept going through so many different outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what she's going for here. And there was some cool stuff that she had on her table that I thought, like, she had a bear head, and I was like, ooh, that could be, like, cool conceptually.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot, and she had Michelle's license plate, which, again, I was like, ooh, yeah, she could have done something cool with that. And then it ended up where she, like, just literally took trash and taped it to herself, and then it wasn't even a full outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, it was sad, because I wanted her to do well, and you could see her wheels, like, spinning in her head throughout the entire episode.
Well, just sorry to chime in, guys. This is Vito as the producer. Do you guys think this alludes to maybe book burning? Because, like, I know there was a huge thing in Europe when it came to, like, the burning of books. Maybe that was what conceptually she was going for with, like, the red.
I didn't think
it
of that.
It could be, but in the episode, because she kept seeming like she didn't know what she was doing, I feel like for her, like, it didn't come through at all, because she just, she didn't even articulate that on anything we saw in the episode.
Right.
Unless that was edited out.
Yeah, <that's laughs>
to make
true.
It look like she was going through
so
it like a
I'm
hot mess.
I'm sad that we don't have a whatcha pack in for this season, because I would like to know.
Right.
This,
yeah.
I would like to know the backstory about this, and what were you thinking, girl?
It's,
but
I like that, too, because they also showcase, like, some of the looks that they didn't get to bring to the table.
Right.
So that's what's cool about
whatcha
pack in.
We'll see you on All Stars. All is not over.
All Stars, UK,
Gary, tomorrow.
UK versus America.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, like an international All Stars. I would like that.
And the Thailand girls, and the Australian girls, and the Canadian girls.
Yeah, I would like that.
So many.
Something Wong was also in the bottom. She cut up one of her favorite jackets to use as a pattern for this outfit that she made out of blinds. And I completely agree with Michelle that she should have had some sort of shirt, or had the jacket fastened together, because it did seem like it was just, like, ill-fitting with the way that she was wearing it. And
now
the same
let's
way
all
that
say
she
it together.
Walking.
One, two, three. It wasn't finished.
No, it was not finished.
I was like, what are we saying, hodgepodge? Like, I didn't know what to say.
No, it wasn't finished Yeah, so she tried to make it like, oh, if I put X's on my titty, it's a gag.
Yeah.
But it's like, not finished, girl.
I was like, it's not even a gag because you didn't even use a breastplate or anything. You were just kind of like, look, I have some tape that I put on myself. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is very
It wasn't finished.
Not thought out. Yeah. And then, of course, she said that it seems like she regrets cutting up her favorite jacket because it wasn't really worth it.
It's okay. She got to stay. It's fine.
Yeah.
She did get to stay. She did get to stay.
We'll buy you a new one.
We'll buy you a new one. So what did you guys think of the lip sync?
I think Something Wrong deserved to stay. I think
I don't know. I really liked Vinegar was doing this troll jump that I was so on board with.
Everyone else was like Twiggy, Michelle, and Rue were kind of like looking at Vinegar, or they made it seem like they were looking at Vinegar sideways a little bit. And I just thought Something Wrong was doing less, which made me look at her more. And yet she was still very emoting. She didn't have to do all the crazy things that Vinegar was doing. So I definitely thought Something Wrong like killed that lip sync. Personally, do you guys disagree?
I may have to rewatch it. It wasn't memorable.
Mark, I feel like,
so
like
quiet.
I feel like you should have feelings on this.
I thought Something should have deserved to win.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mark.
Mark. Wake up, Mark.
And we have the Untucked as a mini thing inside the episode here. And one thing I'm noticing too is I was like, I really wish, I know there's no like sponsorships here, but I really wish they did have some sort of sponsored alcohol, because I'm like, I want to know what like the British version of Hamburger Mary's is. Yeah. You know,
or absolute vodka.
Yeah.
Do they
like
have
I
that?
Kind of I don't know I was like I kind of want them to have like you know, ye old pub as the sponsor.
Maybe that's just us Americans in our bubble of just like looking for advertisements.
I know.
It's kind of sad. We're
don't
horrible
you guys
people.
Just pay me to drop like you know your website,
Mark. Oh yeah. God, pretty sad.
And then Crystal, who was my star of the week, I loved how she was like really getting into Cheryl. Selling her on the look. And I feel like that is one of Cheryl's good qualities. Like, even though you felt like she had felt down about the last episode, you know, how she didn't do as well. And then she felt down, but she didn't let it get her down. Mm-hmm. And she's still, like, living for herself, which
You're talking about Cheryl, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah. I think that's a good quality to have, especially if you're in a competition.
You can say it. Story arc.
Story arc.
Yes. She's conquering her inner saboteur.
Yes. That's her story arc.
I love it.
Do you guys have any last-minute thoughts before we go to Fan of the Week and Quote of the Week?
Are we doing... are we going to do our predictions later, too? Like, a top two or something? Or no?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
No, we can do that now.
Now? Okay.
Yeah.
So
you can do that. I got something to say to
Vaga. Oh, no.
No, it's great. Go ahead. You go
well,
first.
Now I'm rooting for a change, guys. A change. Oh. I think Vaga's going to like go far. But my top two would probably be Cheryl and Davina. So a change.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who's going next, but.
Cheryl or Davina?
No.
Now, this message goes to Vaga. If you don't get your shit together next week, me and you are going to have a talk. I am going to scrub you like those cinnamon rolls, steel rolls that you had on. You can't let me down, girl, because I bet money on you, okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
Prediction? I'm afraid to, because I said Vinegar last week and then she went home.
Right, just picking them off.
I mean, I said this last week too. Bag is going to be in the final. Davina is definitely growing on me more, and I said that last week. And I think she's probably one that is underestimated. I'm not, you know, I know I kind of was putting down Cheryl a little bit, but or Crystal a little bit. And let's not forget, speaking of Cheryl, she's been in the bottom every week, so she really has been. She just hasn't been in the bottom two. So just don't forget that. Crystal, I like her. I'm not 100% sold. I'm just not, like, everything that she does, I'm not, like in love with. And I like to be in love with it. So
yeah. I like Crystal a lot, actually.
I don't dislike her. I'm just not as enthusiastic.
I was just thinking this episode, I have a hard time picking a top queen because I like them all so much. But this this time, Crystal really endeared herself to
me. She's one of the ones from when we did the Meet the Queens episode that I think now my opinion of it has changed more. I was kind of watching her Meet the Queen, was like, okay. And now I'm more intrigued than I was before. So that's good.
So, fans of the week, I want to say thank you to our British fans who were so kind to me when I made a mistake based on something I thought I heard but didn't. So now we're getting any of our British isms from actual British people. Just so you know, there's not a dearth of British drag queens roaming around West Hollywood. If we knew them, they would be here, right? So thank you all for your patience. And in particular, Carl, who was one of the people that has been helping me with some of the slang, told me, be kind to yourself. Because after I did it, I was like, oh, I fucked up so bad. And I felt awful. So it was bad when some people were sliding into my DMs. And
what did they say? You was to call them out. This is the time to call them out.
I'm not going to call people out individually, but I'm just going to say, if someone makes a mistake, there's a difference between saying, hey, you did something wrong, and then, like, being threatening, you know? Yeah. I don't deserve to be threatened.
Yeah, don't send death threats to Jackie. Only we can do that, okay?
That's all I'm going to say about that. But Carl said, be kinder to yourself. And I do think that's a message for everyone. It's like, we all mess up. If you say, you know what, I messed up, and move on and be kinder to yourself. But there's also Christian, Jeff, Tina were also helping me with some of the Britishisms. So Tina's not British, but she was
Slovak.
Yeah, Slovakian. But Christian said his suggestion for Britishism for this week was bellend, which is penis, which was
that's what that means.
Baga was saying that she had, like, glued her penis to her costume.
Yeah. So that's fun.
Yeah, that's the quote for the week from that.
Don't be a bellend, you guys, okay? Use that in a sentence. And don't ever come for Jackie, because we're going to come for you.
Thank you, guys. Yes. And then Richie Reach says that we're his favorite Rue cap.
Yay!
Very nice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then Chucky let us know that we were... Did we say this on air? I can't remember.
No.
No. We so Chucky was telling us that seasons 1 through 6?
Well, 1, I think.
Yeah, at least season 1 is on Hulu. But there's several other seasons that are on Hulu if you have Hulu. Oh, yeah. So that's exciting.
If you watch Drag Race News Weekly, that was talked about a couple weeks ago. Thank you very much.
Well, also tune into Drag Race News Weekly.
Where is Charlie Hyde?
Just so you know.
All right.
So what's the quote of the week?
Quote of the week. Well, first let me just say to Baga, I need you to stay on, because without you, I don't think I'll have a quote of the week in the end.
$50.
So, but I'm not. Even though I had 3 different things written down for Baga, I have to give it to Vinegar for her exit. So long, gay boys. I just loved
that
it
was good.
When she was like, "So long, gay boys." Everyone I was just like, "Oh my god!" Yeah. I literally was like.
That was very good.
She's just classy. I don't know if you guys... clearly, you're not watching my Drag Race News Weekly. But I did this past week about Vinegar. I don't know if you saw it, that a fan had kind of attacked her makeup and the way she looked and stuff. And she responded back. And a very popular 80s icon named Boy George chimed in and defended Vinegar on Twitter. So
nice.
She's got some nice... important people in her corner. So keep up the good work, Vinegar. Even though you're gone, we like you.
Yay! And Ollie, local queen?
Oh, yeah. Real quick, we're running short on time, everyone. But local queen, I just want to shout out Charity Case. She's amazing. Check her out.
Love,
she's a UK queen.
Love Charity.
Yes. Oh, my God. Please just go. Like, all I have to say, go to
her
Instagram.
I love this outfit.
Go to her Instagram. Her looks are insane. Very freaking talented. Please. Follow her at Charity Case. That's all you need to know.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Next week is Snatch Game. Give us your predictions. 1, 2, 3, Jackie B. Where can the people find you guys?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And every Thursday afternoons for Drag Race News Weekly.
I can't talk that fast, but follow me at Who is Jayla Rocks. That's 2X3 if you nasty.
Hey guys, you can follow me in my thirst traps at Ollie Dreamer. Love you all. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.